Think of these quick tip episodes like a cold water swim. In just a few minutes, you can get some amazing benefits to support you on your speaking journey. And bonus, the only thing that's getting wet here is your appetite to try this stuff out. And if you have a question you want me to answer about anything related to speaking, storytelling, pitching, performance or humour, then DM me on Instagram, LinkedIn or Twitter at SarahArcher15. Hello, how are you? I'm really good. Summer's on the way. It feels that way. It feels like there's more sunshine. Mind you, there is an awful lot of rain. However, I am in the UK. I've been working with more and more people in the States. Especially there's been people in California with sunshine. Not that I'm jealous. But anyway, just I'm really good. And I've got something exciting to share with you in a little bit. But first, I want to ask you a question. If you have the dream of getting your message out there and getting paid to speak, where are you on the journey? If you're not where you want to be yet, how long will you continue to chase your dream? As you probably know, the brutal truth is that speaking is a competitive game to get into. And there are lots of people that have the dream, but a lot of people give up before they realise that dream, which is a real shame. And I want to share this story with you, which to me illustrates the reason why so many people fall by the wayside in speaking before they hit their goal. By the way, you will likely have heard this story before, maybe, probably, I think, but you won't have heard it framed in this way. Okay, so here we go. The story I want to share is from that cracking business book you've often heard me talk about, guests talk about on the show, called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And this story that he shared is about a gent called R.U. Darby. And R.U. was around in the 1800s when gold fever and the gold rush was at its peak. And R.U., it feels a bit impersonal, but Napoleon didn't share the guy's name as far as I know. But what we can do, we can call him Rupert. Okay, so Rupert wanted to get in on the gold action, so he set off for the American West with his uncle. And when they got there, Rupert staked their claim, bought all the equipment to make his dream come true. And he and his uncle are super keen. So they start drilling straight away. And they keep drilling and they drill some more. And then they only go and strike gold. And Rupert is well chuffed with his gold strike. And he starts living it large, as we say in the UK. Which basically means he was spending his cash like it was going out of fashion. Which would have been completely fine, you know, each to their own, if the gold had kept flowing. But it turned out that the seam of gold that they found wasn't the main one. And it ran out, as did Rupert's money. As you can imagine, Rupert and his uncle are more than a little disappointed when the gold and the money run out. And they decide they've had enough. They want to go back to civilization, to their families, their friends. And so Rupert sells the claim that he staked and all of their equipment to a junk man. And off they go back to where they came from. Now, this junk man, again, no name. Come on, Napoleon. Let's call him Steve. Steve is a canny fellow, and he gets an engineer to come out, have a look at where Rupert and his uncle were drilling, you know, which he's now bought, and see what's what. And when the engineer gets there, Steve wraps him in a big old bear hug, because the engineer tells Steve that old Rupert stopped drilling just 3 feet away from the main gold seam. What a nightmare for Rupert. Oh, could you imagine if you were him? I hope he didn't find out about this when he got back. Like, he was blissfully ignorant. I'd feel bad if he did. Anyway, at this point, people usually share a few takeaways from this story, as you probably see these coming. Be persistent and don't give up too soon. Get an expert to help you out, and so on. Like, all of these tips, proper useful, but I want to take a look at this story from another angle, specifically for you, specifically for speakers. The real reasons that Rupert gave up are because he had already thought he'd done it. And it felt to him like he'd had the rug pulled out from under him when he found out he hadn't hit the right gold seam. And also, more importantly, he ran out of cash and he couldn't afford to keep drilling that final 3 feet to the gold. But what if Rupert had started the venture with a different, more realistic mindset and had been able to make some money to keep him moving forward on the journey? What if he'd invested some of that first gold strike into buying some supplies that he could sell to other gold diggers while he was still drilling? What if he and his uncle had taken it in turns to dig their claim and hired themselves out to help others? The point I want to make is this. If Rupert had found another way to get paid while he was still drilling, he likely would have stayed the course and his story would have ended differently. And that is similar to the issues I see causing authors and experts to give up on their dream of becoming paid keynote speakers. First, they don't fully understand the journey that they need to go on to become a fee-earning speaker, one that's, you know, is happening consistently. And secondly, they don't know how to get paid from speaking whilst they're doing the free and lower paid gigs on the way to getting those big paid keynotes that come later down the line. And that's why, first of all, I'm sharing this story in this episode for you. And secondly, why I put together a new intensive workshop, which I'm going to be doing next week. I'll probably do it again in the future, but definitely next week. See how it goes. And we're going to be working on those things that we've talked about today in that workshop. You're going to discover the 3 things that will help you realize your dream of sharing your message on stage and getting paid for it. And this is what I'm so excited to share with you. This workshop is called Message Monetization. And during the session, we're going to do 3 things. First of all, we're going to get you crystal clear on how to make your talk topic marketable. Because a big issue I see is that authors and experts struggle to get out of their expert mindset, something I've talked about a lot on the show before, and this can get in the way of making their talk both engaging and marketable. And your talk topic has got to be marketable. And in the workshop, you're going to take a shortcut, both in terms of time and blown opportunities, to get a talk promise and description that will make your presentation a must-see for your target audience. The second big issue that we're going to address is getting you booked to speak. Because a problem most people have is this: they don't know where to start on the journey to getting gigs. You're going to get a strategy for finding the right gigs for now and later, and we'll get you ready to make the pitch to get booked in the next 7 days. The third thing we'll be doing is getting you set up to get paid from speaking from your first gig. Most people give up because they're worried about pitching. They don't know how to make the early speaking gigs pay when they're at the start of the journey. And you're going to walk away knowing the key ingredients for getting your audience to take action and what you need to offer to monetize your message. And if you want to use speaking to get that message that you're so passionate about that is driving you out there and create another income stream, then I think this workshop will be useful, valuable for you. You'll get so much more clarity about how to market your talk, how to get booked, and how to make speaking profitable. It's going to be a hands-on session. It's not going to be me speaking at you. You'll have to do some stuff. So if it sounds like it's interesting, just be prepared to come ready to roll up your sleeves and get stuck in. And the session will be completely free if you meet some qualifying criteria. And if you want to find out more about it and see if you qualify to attend as my guest, then head over to saraharcher.co.uk MMW, which stands for Message Monetization Workshop. Cool. Maybe I'll see you next week. But regardless, I hope that that story and the insight, that the new spin on it, has given you something to chew on. And I hope it helps you to stay the course and think about the long term and making your way to those later gigs and doing something that will get you paid on the way. Thank you, as ever, for choosing the Speaking Club to listen to. And if you do get value, then I'd love it if you'd consider to leave an honest rating or review over at ratethispodcast.com/TSC. It will just take you a couple of minutes. Have a wonderful rest of your week. So until next time, don't forget to grab your life by the nuts and get cracking. Bye-bye. It's a nightmare. You're an expert with so much to say, but now that you've been booked to speak, you're struggling to know exactly what to talk about. You want a talk that engages the audience and wins you new clients without you losing your personality or anyone feeling pitched to. But what happens when you sit down to create that talk is that you end up staring at a blank page for ages, or worse, surrounded by hundreds of sticky notes with content that you could include. With so much material, you just don't know where to start or finish. Don't worry, because many experts like you face exactly the same challenge. And that's why I created the Blank Page to Stage Guide. In just 50 minutes, this breakthrough resource is going to help you identify the big idea of your message, make it relatable for the audience that you're speaking to, and convey it all in a way that gets the audience inspired and on board with your idea. And it works even if you have tons of material or your subject feels less than exciting. If you want to cut through swathes of content and get a talk that you're excited to share, your audience loves, and wins you new clients, then grab your Blank Page to Stage Guide from saraharcher.co.uk/newguide-TSC. Oh, I forgot to say, it's completely free. Enjoy!